time for today's coffee break. Thanks for joining me. I see Solbu on the top left and GWG on the bottom right. Well, I don't see, so you guys don't have cameras. Speaking of seeing, you can kind of see that I've got more packing done here at Studio B.
Testing, testing.
Hello. Hi, Solbu.
Hey.
We've got 9 days left to the Category 5 Kickstarter. Don't forget to go to cat5.tv/kick if you haven't checked it out yet. See if it's something that you'd like to support. I know it's a weird time right now for everybody. Not a great time to be asking people to contribute to something like this, but hey, we're a community, and Category 5 is going to be on the air from our new studio. We're moving in 6 days.
Yeah, I have already picked something there that I want, and when you first launched it. So yesterday I paid all my bills for this month, so now I can pitch in.
Oh, thanks, man. Today. Awesome, thank you.
And I think I'll be using the anonymous. I'm not going to create an account, so maybe I will get a link or something to prove. Yeah, we will figure it out.
Yeah, if you do the Kickstarter as a guest, then you'll still, I imagine you still receive the perks. Like it still will email you and everything. So, and some people have asked about supporting the Kickstarter without going through Kickstarter, and I can certainly help with that. If you want to contribute via PayPal or something like that, just make sure you pop me an email or a DM or something and let me know who you are so that I can send you the perks manually, because I'm happy to do that as well if you don't want to be on the Kickstarter platform. Well, hey. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm awake.
That's a start.
I pulled the Solbu. I fell asleep.
Oh, yes. This is how we pass the time in quarantine. Just nap. If I didn't have all this work to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All this work sitting back, swigging a giant cup of coffee.
This is, for one, this is my coffee break. I've been waiting all day for this. I've been here packing all day long. Fortunately, they still have apocalyptic-sized coffees at Starbucks, so that helps. They're just doing the drive-through. I guess they're still letting people come in for takeout, but they're not letting people sit down. But I just did the drive-through. So.
Yeah, a lot of places are doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did hit the grocery store yesterday, just briefly, and I saw, I think it was it Solbu? Was it you that was talking about the markers on the floor, or was that BP9?
BP9 did that.
BP9 mentioned that. Yeah, so they have those at the grocery store. I don't think anyone was honoring them here, but it's certainly unique.
Yeah. I got an email from Best Buy this morning saying that they will bring your stuff to the door.
That's interesting.
Order it online and they'll bring it to the door.
Yeah. I had Purolator deliver something to my work on Friday, and they left it outside. So,
and FedEx is saying no signatures required on anything now.
Yeah, they did that too. They just drop stuff off with no signature, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Robert. Robert shows up just to show off that he's in the sunny tropics.
Somebody has to be.
It's cold here. I was coming in though, and there were spring songbirds outside my door, which kind of uplifted my spirits a little bit.
Yeah, it got chilly here too. We're supposed to get wet snow tomorrow.
Yeah, we got that in the forecast. So what is everybody doing? What's everybody doing to pass time? Like, are you guys doing any projects or?
Well, I've been cleaning. Mm-hmm. Well, I was away for 2 months, so I came back just in time for a pandemic. Yay.
Yeah, welcome back. You got back, GWG. So,
well, we sent somebody after me, my employer, and about 48 hours after she got there, they announced that they were not allowing people from Europe to enter the United States. So even though that would not affect her because citizens were allowed in, she was worried they would cancel all the flights. So she ran back.
Yeah.
So as of now, my entire company is on something of a lockdown, and they've given everybody a pay cut. Always fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, well, again, I'll survive as long as it doesn't last incredibly long. But
yeah. I think so many people are in that boat, and a lot of people have been laid off as well.
2.5 million, they're saying here in the U.S.
What's that, Robert?
Is the sound not very good? Let's try
it. It was just a little quiet, that's all.
Okay. They're saying 2.5 million applied last week here in the U.S.
For EI?
For unemployment, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I hope things go okay for me. There's no real, like, we're in a services business. I do the past week has been a lot of modifying people's websites is what I've been spending a lot of my time doing, making pop-ups, modals that say whether or not they're still open during this. And so I think as a services company, I think we'll be okay. It's just if they shut us down, we'll be working from home, and that poses some interesting challenges. But at least we live in a time when the technology is there that we can do that.
Yeah. My problem is if we prove that we can work remotely, they'll dump it to another country. Which they already started, you know, a lot of our support staff's in Guatemala now.
Wow. Yeah. Some of the stuff you don't even think of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I ran a call center in the UK, and we had similar issues. Everything was outsourced to India. Mm-hmm. And after a few years, they took most of it back, unless it was somebody of the big guys like BT and so on. But everybody else took it back because the service was really bad. They cannot operate on the same level we do over here.
No, they can't.
Did I mention that the 2 months that I spent in Bulgaria involved setting up an office, which included a call center?
No, GWG. Oh, my. So do you know the state of where they're at right now?
Better off than we are. The other group that I set up back in 2018, who also has a call center component, is in the Philippines, and they're on lockdown. So
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes, Bill?
I'm looking at that picture you got there. It looks like you got the Dalek doing all the work now.
Jeff jokingly said that, you know, once the Daleks show up, we're in trouble. So I thought, I'll put it on camera. Yeah, I've got a lot done, guys. Like, I'm really down to the nitty gritty. Today I disconnected the server and pulled all the cables and everything, and then reconnected it with just very, very basic wiring, just so that everything can still be online, but without, I could pack away all the surge protectors and things like that.
It looks neat.
Getting there. Lots of work.
Did you get the ladder and get that done?
I got the ladder, but you can see, if you look at the wide shot of the studio there, you can see the wire hanging down from a Wise Cam pan.
Right.
That's in the middle of the room, so I'm not going to do that as per your suggestion. I'm not going to get up on a ladder until I've got someone here to spot me. However, the stuff that's in corners or along the wall, so like our surveillance cameras, the CCTV, I did put a ladder, like just a step stool, and with the support of the wall, I pulled all the CCTV down today. Okay. But anything that's not safe for me to do without a spotter, I left it as it is. So
thank you.
I'll get those when I've got someone else here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll probably pull down this drape here too within the next couple days. That's just a couple of staples around the edge, so I'll use the step stool for that. But again, I've got the wall there to protect me.
Yes, a ladder is an evil invention.
For some reason, I can't see my own video feed.
We can't see your own video feed either, Soldu.
Yeah, it's dark there.
Switch on the light. Ah, maybe I should turn on the lights.
There you go. Yeah. Robert, what are you up to these days with all the lockdown, and you're just enjoying the backyard?
I'm poised. Cryptos. That's what I'm doing. So.
Are you trading right now?
No, I never trade. I'm not a trader. Trade is too dangerous. Mm. I tried that in 2017 and I lost almost everything. No, I'm learning at the moment Python.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
As he sits in his shirt sleeves in the green tree area.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming. We'll get it.
We'll get it. What about yourself, Solby? What have you been up to pass the time? You were mentioning you're very fortunate to have gotten your house when you did.
Yeah. I don't think the housing market is... I think it's...
what housing market?
What is a housing market?
Yeah. That just disappeared in a week.
Yeah. So I think this is... it's a long dream for me. And I think that God moved me in knowing that if I didn't move then, it would never happen. So if I had waited to the coming summer, this would not have happened. I think I would have gotten this house cheaper, but... who would have bought my old flat?
True. Yeah, you'd be stuck with both.
How's the market in Toronto doing, for example? How's the outlook?
Robert, I don't really keep track of it. I don't watch it, but and I've been busy with this, but I know Toronto was pretty much on lockdown. Like, they've shut down all major services other than emergency services, and that's that.
Housing market. Are the prices going up or down? Or
that's what I don't know. I just can't imagine that anyone is buying or selling right now. Like, you wouldn't want to be holding an open house, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, I can't imagine it's doing anything. I don't have any facts to back that up. It's just I know that things are pretty, like, they've pretty well dropped off here in Barrie. I wouldn't want to be looking for a house right now.
I'm going to leave and rejoin and see if everything was not connected when I joined the meeting. So,
okay. That's okay. I'm going to do these coffee breaks. I'm going to try to do these each day. You don't all have to show up every day. I just want to be here for the community. I want to set this up so that our community can join once per day through the course of the pandemic and just be a bit of a respite from the media that we're all subjected to right now. Chance for us to just hang out and have a coffee. Because we can't do it in person.
No.
Well, someday I will actually get to Ontario.
Yeah.
It's been on my list for a few years.
Yeah.
Same here.
Well, hey, you'll all get to see Studio E. Once you come and see us, that'll be a nice spot.
And in 2 hours, I have a bit of a major problem to deal with.
Oh, yeah?
My parents have decided to come from Florida. Decided they are better off quarantining at their residence in New York than staying in a confined space in Florida.
Are they going to let them come into New York?
Yeah.
Question.
The plane.
They'll just put them under a mandatory lockdown kind of thing.
Nope. Remember, really? New York can't stop anybody. Interstate travel is a federal problem for the United States government, and they haven't stopped domestic travel right now.
Yeah.
So anybody from state to state.
It's a bit different here in Canada because at the border they're stopping tourist travel.
At the anyone border.
Sorry.
Between provinces, though.
No, between America and Canada.
Yeah, but remember, Florida is also in America, so it's domestic.
Yes, yeah, for you. Now, here in Canada, if you were coming back from Florida, you'd be put into a mandatory quarantine at home.
There are plenty of people in their building from Ontario.
Yeah.
And when is that happening? A couple hours?
What, the quarantine or the arrival of my parents?
The arrival. arrival.
The plane is at 24,500 feet. Estimated 25 minutes into the flight, estimated 2 hours, 9 minutes remaining till arrival at LaGuardia Airport, where I will come up with my mask and my gloves and transport them to their apartment, which I have Lysoled for them.
Wow.
So they'll beat the 8 o'clock cutoff.
Ah, yes.
The governor imposed starting at 8 p.m. that non-essential travel, so...
That pushed their decision. And other than that, I'm, as of Friday, where they made me go to the office, I can't go to the office on Monday. So I will be sitting at this exact same desk, which you can see in this video. There's my head.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Well, my problem is that I can never quite get the angle, right? It keeps falling. So, there. So my monitor is right about there. So if I can either look at the camera or look at all of you, and I thought it was more polite to look at all of you. But either way, in my industry, everything's shutting down.
What industry are you in?
Transportation.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I called the moving truck company. That just reminded me. I called the moving truck company just out of fear that we're not going to be able to get our moving truck on Saturday. And they said they're basically considered an essential service because a lot of stores are using their rental trucks for moving product. So he has every confidence we're still going to have a truck for the move. Hi, BP9. Welcome to the coffee break.
What would your current landlord say if you couldn't move the stuff because of the situation?
I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
I really don't want to think about that.
But you implied that he was a very nice individual, even if he's kicking you out in a short period of time.
I am a very nice individual, and so the things that I imply are based on me being nice.
Okay. I'll take the implication then.
Yeah.
Well, down here they put a moratorium on evictions, so you can't.
That makes sense. It'd be really hard to be a landlord, though.
Yeah.
Like if you're not making money. And you still have to pay for people to be living in your flats. I wouldn't want to be in that position.
Well, I'm 100% sure that my landlord will not evict me.
Yeah.
Namely because I'm picking my landlord up at the airport in 2 hours. Well, really? When my parents retired to Florida, they rented me the apartment below there. So the reason I've been disinfecting is that they live on the floor above me.
Oh, that's great.
And they own the building, so...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wonderful.
Not that big building. There are only 3 apartments in it. It's just a multifamily.
Yeah.
Felt better when they went to Florida for the entire winter, having somebody keep an eye on it, and I don't complain about cheap rent. So.
Yeah, that's great. Good nice. Setup. Hi, BP9.
Okay, so you can see me at least anyway, right?
I can. Yeah, we can see and hear you this time.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. I did fix the video and audio issues. Nice.
I seem way to go. Be the only one without a video.
Yeah, what's going on today?
But the camera is the camera light is on, so it's doing something with the camera.
Maybe a different app has grabbed control of the camera. That could happen.
Skype or so.
I don't. Make me to use Skype. No way.
Robert, are you using a Linux box or are you using a phone? I had the same problem. I never did resolve it. I don't know what's going on, so I ended up switching to my phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing here. Is I'm using my phone just because it makes it so simple, and then I can use the Bluetooth headset as well.
I don't even have a smartphone.
No. So that makes it tough.
I don't.
Bill, what are you using right now?
I am on my Odroid H2 running Debian.
Wonderful.
Show off.
I'm still impressed.
He made it go.
because I
there's Robert.
Zoom conferences and looking for a cheap way to do it.
Yeah. That's cool. I love that Bill is using an SBC for it.
I've been using a Android-based TV device, but the even though the camera can is a Logitech, which should have a higher resolution, the thing seems to downscale. So I've been looking for an alternative. This is when I go to a conference and set up a room with something so people can remotely participate.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if anybody ever has any suggestions.
Zoom works well.
Well, no, the Zoom isn't the problem. It's the hardware.
The hardware.
Yeah. Zoom is what we've been using for since we gave up on Hangouts due to its lack of future.
I switched to Skype, and then I've since switched to Zoom since Microsoft basically destroyed Skype.
Yeah, well, as of now, I'm looking for how do I set up three inexpensive boxes that can be part of a Zoom room, except a Logitech camera, and require very little in terms of controls once it's set up because the people in the room want to use the entire screen to see the people who are remoting in.
Right. Bill, the H2 is a little bit over the top, but do you think it could be done on like a ROG 64 or something?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Just Debian on a ROG 64, ROG Pro 64 if you can.
Yeah, and it, then it was very simple. Very simple. I didn't really do anything.
And I just worry about maxing out the processor on some of them, but I'm not maxing out the processor on, I think it's a MediaTek in the Android device I bought for $30. Mm. But I'd imagine that the ROG 64 is more than $30.
Yeah, probably. Once you get the accessories and power and case and everything for it, too.
Right.
Well, they're cheap cell phones. I mean, you can get a cell phone for $50 or so.
Yeah, but you can't jack it into a monitor. Well, at least not most of them. If you,
you know what?
We'll see it on screen.
I don't know if it helps or not.
I'm using my cell phone for the first time, and it's great. And I don't have a monitor. I'm sitting outside, so I don't have a monitor.
Yeah, but if I'm trying to do it with a room full of people, connecting people remotely, then I need to pick
up the... Can I just show you GWG? So even though I'm looking at the phone here, over every time I glance over here, can you guys see? So I can. So this is HDMI. You could point this out to a projector or a TV.
Yeah, so is that coming out of the phone, though?
No, the phone is my camera, but this is the one that I create the meeting on in Zoom, so I can push record.
Yeah, I'm looking for something that could do both. There's no need to handle the recording. That can be done remotely. It's just to make sure that I connect one room full of people to everybody who's remoting in. So it's one of those things. What I have works well enough now, but again, it keeps down-resing the audio, and it does crash every so often. So I may look, but right now I'm not going to be buying anything because I think in-person conferences are currently not something I should be investing money in.
Yeah, true enough. Well, it's a good time to be asking communities, hey, what's the best way to do group chat? Everybody's doing it now.
Well, I'm pretty well set up, again, just for the single. This is just the group thing that I do every few months. And again, the next one's scheduled for June, and who knows if that's going to happen.
The good thing about this is that now all the video group solutions are really being put to the test, and people are going to discover a lot of solutions and finding out what solutions who absolutely just suck.
Yes. Yeah.
My concern with setting it up.
I'm going to join from another client. I got my video working on the other system.
Ah. Good. What were you going to say, Bill? Your concern?
My concern with setting it up on the H2 with Debian was the Logitech camera. I didn't know the Logitech would work. I got a C920, and it worked immediately.
Just worked out of the box? Nice. Yeah. It looks great.
Well, the 920s also have some hardware decoding, which is why you'd want to use them, so that hopefully you could make it a little easier on the processor inside. And I have the one that I'm coming in on now is a 920.
And the room camera here, the wide shot of the room, is also a 920.
Yeah, there, that's a little better.
There you are.
Not that exciting. The problem is the camera's right above the monitor, and I keep knocking it off. mostly because I converted this to a standing desk. So every time I, it's a manual standing desk. Every time I crank it up, the camera gets out of alignment.
Right.
Oh yeah. Hi, Solu. We can see you now.
There he is.
I have a light.
Ah, yes.
Someday I will master video production. I think, what was it my co-host said? We both have faces for radio.
That's certainly true in my case.
So I finally got video working.
And wonderful.
Yay. There he is.
I see you got your drum kit set up, Solbu.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying that?
I like it real well.
That's sweet.
Just next to the dining room.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, this is the this is where I usually watch the regular Cat 5 video.
Cool.
On my TV, and it has a laptop in the section there that I use to have to run around Kodi.
Cool.
So, and I have a Plex plugin on it because a friend of mine have a Plex server running at home, and he's the one who a year ago lost 44 terabytes of data because of the it turns out it was the controller that failed, and if he had just replaced the controller card,
So you went through all that rigmarole thinking it was a drive issue.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And he had two people. One of as part of his job is fixing RAID problems as a part of his work. And when half the drives were gone from the RAID array, maybe you should try another controller card. So he had to fork out. I think he used maybe $1,000 for a new card.
Ouch!
Wow.
So
I try very hard to make all of my arrays hardware agnostic, and if I can't do that, I at least have a backup. Like the Category 5 Studio here, it's controller specific, our server, but I have an external drive that has two drives in a RAID array.
Yeah. And, his array is also hardware agnostic, but he have how many was it?
It was a big array, so you wouldn't be able to back that up. Like I've got like a
16 drives.
Wow!
And he has I've got
8 drives.
Yeah, he has 110 terabytes of total storage.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, and when this problem started, he had only 44 terabytes. And it is almost completely full of TV and video series.
Well, I've just a ripping project, so I will probably fill mine up and have to upgrade it at some point, but I think I'll be going until I run out of space.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to check where I'm at right now, because...
Remember when no one was going to need more than a Commodore 64K?
Yes.
That reminds me of the famous Bill Gates statement that 640K should be enough for everyone. What most people do not understand is that at the time he said that, the normal RAM size was 64K, mm-hmm. and he had 640K.
Wow! So, yeah,
for a few years that was for everyone, but
I always thought his statement was 64K, not 640K.
It was 640.
Was it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, because back then that was like extended memory, and I remember trying to push that envelope as soon as we were using like QEMM 386 mm-hmm. and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff to. Make it work.
I can't top that. I started working with punch cards.
My dad used to work with punch cards. When I was a kid, we used to go to his office for the Christmas party, and our gifts always had our name and punch card on as the tag.
I didn't use punch cards, but I did have to use coding sheets for COBOL programs back in Australia.
You had to COBOL, like, that's exactly what it was.
Yep, way back when.
Yeah, my dad programmed.
Remember, Linus Torvalds once had a speech in a history society association in the States. I think this was 20 years ago. About the history of Linux, and he started way back when his father got the first computer. Mm-hmm. It was a Sinclair something.
What, a ZX80 or something?
I don't remember. Okay. When he said, and he, because he was explaining why he started doing Linux in the kernel. Because all the computers he had growing up in Finland, he for some reason elected a computer that was powerful, but there was the only way you could get software that didn't come with a machine was to buy software from the UK back in 1980. And it has to be mailed by the post, and it could take a month to get there. And it was expensive. So he started doing his own thing, and he learned how to program. And he said once that he was doing what he thought was he programmed in machine language.
Assembler.
What he thought. Yeah, what he thought was assembler, because he wrote the ones and zeros.
Okay.
And he did that for 2 years before someone explained to him that he needed a compiler. He had never heard of the idea. So
a friend of mine did the same thing on a CPM machine. He was writing literally the machine code in hex, and then he wrote utilities in CPM that would then assemble up all that, or link up all that memory and bring it all up into each of the individual pages that he wrote code in. He would munch them all together. Munch being a very technical word, right? He would bring them all together and basically link them up. And I told him at the time, you know what you've done? I said, you've written an assembler. He said, yeah, I realize that now. Well, you know, he could have just used assembler and a linker, but he wrote it all from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good old guys. Times. I think our Zoom meeting is about to end. Unfortunately, we are limited for time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my best to hold these coffee breaks once a day around the same time, around noon. Now it's going to be a little more difficult for me through the week because I am going to be working unless they close down. But I'll be here and I'll post if the time changes. But otherwise, I'm going to aim for 12 o'clock noon. So if you'd like to join us, that's great.
I doubt that I'll be able to join you during the week, Robbie, because although I'll be working from home, I will be working. They expect me to be working. So
all need a coffee break, though.
Yeah,
but I'm in central time, so... It's 11 o'clock my time. It's noon your time. So, you know, it doesn't quite work out.
And here in Central Europe, it's 5 p.m.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. See, I said it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, yep,
sure is. Absolutely. Time for a beer. Yep.
Yeah. All right, gang. Well, we'll see you again very soon. If you can't be here throughout the week, just know that we're wishing you all the best and to good health. And safety for everybody. Take care.
Bye. Thanks, Robbie.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.